Where do you start about Stewart and his CV and what he's done? Well, I think his CV speaks for itself about why we've chose out of all the 34 applicants that we had, of which Stewart was one of them, as to why he chose him. I mean, you know, just before I came on, Andy mentioned about the success of he's created since 2004 in his football, and that's what speaks for itself. And in that, in a sense, is one of the key decisions why we decided that he was the ideal candidate to take us forward, you know, next season and beyond.
And you mentioned there's such a huge number of applicants. That really shows that this job at Havant & Walsall Oval is a really sought-after one in non-league football.
Absolutely. I mean, we had a fans forum and a press announcement last night up at Wesley. And, you know, seriously, the fan base, the Hawks fan base, I'm sure they don't realise just how big, you know, Havant & Walsall Oval is as a football club and its profile. It's a massive job. I mean, you know, it's probably Football League level in the sense of its profile and support and you know, what it's done.
I'm just looking at a team like Crawley that I used to talk about in a previous job and seeing how well they've done in the last 5 years. Is that the kind of story you'd like to see Havant and Waterlooville go through?
Would I? I'd be absolutely delighted. I mean, this forthcoming season we've got coming, whatever, I, you know, it's our firm intention that we never go where we were this season just gone. It was absolutely unbelievable. But having getting now this management team in and everyone getting focused about it and things are going to implement and change and some investment, I hope, our hope is to finish as high as we possibly can, if not get to the playoffs to get promotion. So we will be aiming high, and that's the brief, and, you know, it's down to everybody to do that.
And can the Hawks fans expect some new big signings coming up soon?
You better believe it, but in fairness to the current
the
playing
answer's
squad...
yes, to that one. Go on, Jim.
It is. There is going to be, but there's not going to be a lot, four or five at the most. The players that we've got currently are a young side. They're a young side wanting to give their all. They're a great bunch of lads, close-knit lads, but they're lacking just that little bit of inexperience. And it's our task now to go and get the right mixture, if you like, and tweak that, put these sort of players in with the lads, and they'll gain that experience, and we'll reap the benefits.